Tom Likas Show.
Drug dealing, hookers, and loud music.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in
Burbank. No shit, it's retarded.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 on the TuneIn app and the all-new BlowMeUpTom.com. And our podcast is available on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the program. We appreciate it. We are 1 hour away from Money Monday, which I am looking forward to. And, you know, it's all about money. It all gets down to what things cost, the cost of things. And we've had just an amazing 72 hours. So many things have happened. So much going on here. Thank you to everyone who bid on our eBay auction. So many of you did. 38 people watching that auction, by the way. And then, of course, you know how that ended up. With the two top bidders flaking, each of which was admitting they couldn't come to the event and then asking me to rescind their bids. Of course, they muscled their way ahead of all the other bidders, and then they flaked at the last minute, and I think that was shitty. It was just a shitty thing to do. And then the happy ending with that, where our P1 listener, Robert, came in with an envelope of $3,300, which would have made him the top bidder in the eBay auction. He walked in here with $3,300 in an envelope and said he will come through. He will replace the winning bidder, and he will come and spend our first anniversary with us tomorrow. He came right down here. That is remarkable stuff. And talking about having your faith in humanity restored, or talking about being amazed at our P1s, that is really amazing stuff. Just incredible. I can't tell you how that makes me feel, how cool it is. The fact that Robert stepped in when the others would not. And by the way, right behind him, we had last year's winner of the eBay auction, Mark Caron. He was ready to get in if Robert hadn't got it. Seriously, amazing stuff. Stuff you would never expect. And, you know, it all, as we approach our first anniversary, I've become very introspective, and I've spent a lot of time just looking back at what has happened here. In fact, sitting on Saturday night and listening as we played back all of the test hours that we recorded before we ever started doing the show, we played them back. And on a Saturday night, we had almost 800 listeners, making us number one in the world among TuneIn streams. Number one out of 70,000 plus streams on TuneIn. Hearing what we were saying, hearing about what we were worried about, hearing about what we thought would happen. Hearing all the imperfections, and as things were being modified, and as things were being fixed on the fly, which is pretty much the hallmark of being on the internet, is having works in progress and things fixed on the fly. You're never going to have anything perfect in this world. You know, if you wanted to have things perfect all the time, you'd have to be like the big companies that are $20 billion in debt. But you know what? It may not be perfect, but it's pretty fucking good. What our guys have done, the guys who work with us every day, the guys who come in and work with us from the outside, who do jobs for us, and they want to do it the way we believe in doing it. Everybody has just been incredible. Dale Ford, who is looking at me through the glass, he came in from Arizona. And he was very much involved in that first day. Very much involved in the first 2 years, putting up the original iterations of these websites and dealing with technical problems and figuring out what was wrong when the streams went down and things like that. you think back at all the things that happened, all the things we had to do to get to where we are. Saturday night listening was like going into a time machine. It was really amazing. And knowing how many listeners were listening to that stuff, too. This is content that everybody in the radio business would have thrown away. Nobody would have recorded it, and if they did, they never would have played it back. But you know what? I think we know something that the radio business doesn't know, and that is that the true passionate fans, they want to be behind the curtain. They want to know what's going on. They want to know how it all happened. They want to know. Nobody's got more P1 fans than Howard Stern. And if you listen to Howard Stern's Sirius channels, they repurpose everything they ever do. They have shows featuring the guys who work on the show. They have their own shows talking about what it's like to work on the Howard Stern show. And the point is, it may sound ridiculous to someone who doesn't care about Howard Stern's world, but for the Howard Stern fan, they're getting everything they want. And that's what we want to give our fans. We want to give our fans everything they want. We want everything to be as good as it can be for them. We want to create something different and cutting edge and new. Something exciting, something you think about and talk about every day. Not something that's a utility like a light switch, like many radio stations are with traffic and weather together. I was talking to Greg Douglas, who is the one of the designing minds behind our new website. We had a long conversation today. And I was formulating in my head something that is going to become a blog. But it's the difference between what we do now, and we continue to learn and evolve as we go, and what the big box radio business does. Okay? And by the way, not just the big box radio business, the big box media business. We were talking about the New York Times. I've mentioned this on the show before, but I when I write my blog, I'm going to pull all of this together so it all makes sense together. You know, for over 100 years, the New York Times newspaper, on its masthead on the front page, had the following arrogant quote: "All the news that's fit to print." In other words, the New York Times was going to decide what is fit to print and unfit to print. And they were not going to print the things that were unfit to print. They were only going to print the things that were fit to print. And the New York Times let you know that they were going to be the arbiter of what was fit to print. How arrogant is that? How arrogant is it? By the way, how great is it that less and less people read the New York Times as a print publication? Do they put that slogan on their website? I've never seen it. I'm wondering if they do. All the news that's fit to print. There's no one newspaper that can be the arbiter of all the news that's fit to print. There are things the New York Times chooses to print. There are things the New York Post prints that the New York Times would think would be unfit to print. There are things we do that the New York Times would find unfit. Although recently, more and more things that we would talk about on this show are turning up in the New York Times. Haven't you noticed that? All the news that's fit to print. How about this slogan? If you live in Southern California, you've heard this slogan many, many times. In fact, it's been on for, I want to say, 28 years. I think about 1985 this slogan appeared, and it has continued for 28 years. It's a slogan of a radio station, and for a long time, it was a jingle. They would sing it, and they would sear it into your brain. It was for the radio station called KNX 1070. KNX 1070 had a jingle. It sang that they had all you need to know. All you need to know. All. Not here's what we think is important, or here's what you asked us to put on, or here are some of the questions you've been asking us that we're answering. No. Nope. They were the arbiter. They were the deciders. And KNX 1070 was the place to get all you need to know. You don't need to know anything else. Because the program director of KNX had decided what you needed to know and gave all of it to you and didn't leave anything out. Is there stuff that didn't appear on KNX 1070? Yes, there is. But you don't need to know that. And they decided. All right, so we've got all the news that's fit to print at the New York Times, and KNX 1070 in Los Angeles had all you need to know. They decided. Then there's another slogan I want to talk to you about. It's all over the country. It's in Canada. It's in some other countries as well. Franchise, if you will, a chain of stations called Jack FM. Ever listen to a station called Jack FM? We have one in L.A., and there's other ones. What is the slogan of Jack FM? You see it here in L.A. on buses. You see it on billboards. What is the slogan of Jack FM? You don't know? Come on, it's everywhere. Even if you don't listen to Jack FM, you've seen it on a billboard or a bus board. The slogan for Jack FM is playing what we want. Playing what we want. Now, who are we? We are a corporation called CBS Radio. We are people named Kevin Weatherly and Dan Mason. Greg Strassell? That's who we are. We are people with corporate titles, and we play what we want. How out of touch is that? Now, it's a catchy slogan because it's four words. It fits on a billboard. It fits on a bus. It fits when you play it on the station, when the actor playing the part of Jack on Jack FM, whose real name is Howard, when that guy reads a line, he says it's Jack FM playing what we want. But really, in this era of user-designed experiences, Pandora, Spotify, video mashups of various kinds, does it really make sense anymore that a group of corporate executives got together and decided what songs to play, and then they put out a slogan that said, playing what we want? You know, maybe a station should stop playing what the corporate executives want and start playing what the audience wants, and maybe they would have more listeners. Playing what we want. Arrogant. So now I've named three of them. The New York Times. They are the deciders. They have all the news that's fit to print. All the news that's fit to print. KNX 1070 has all you need to know. Not some of what you need to know. Not news you told us you needed to know about. We decided what you needed to know, and that's all you're getting. And Jack FM playing what we want. We're not playing what you want. Fuck you. We're playing what we want. And what we want is the same shit that we have wanted to play for years. What do we play in reality on music radio stations? What do we play? What do we play? Do we play what you want? No. Here is what we play. Ready? When we are executives at radio stations, we play the songs that test well with focus groups. They get a bunch of people together in a room, and the music director of the radio station prepares what are called hooks. In other words, the part of the song that is most recognizable. And they play a bunch of hooks. You know, it could be, in the case of a Jack FM, it could be Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. They could play like the main part of that song. They don't play the whole 4 minutes. They play like a little snippet. You know, it could be whatever that Men at Work song was, or Safety Dance, or all those crappy records from the 80s. You know, they play little snippets of these, and they bring a bunch of people to a room, and they say, do you like that one? Do you like this one better than this one? Do you not like that one? And, of course, who has time to do these focus groups, you know? It's everybody they solicit at the supermarket or at the mall. Get them together. Pay them whatever it is, $5, to go into a room and answer a bunch of questions with a number two pencil. And then the songs that test best end up being the songs being played. And they say they're playing what we want. Right? Playing what we want. I mean, the program director of Jack FM in L.A. is about 50 years old. The president of CBS Radio is about 60. Should we care about what they want to listen to? Now, all right, class, everybody in the focus group now, do you like that? You like that? Would you like us to start playing that? That's how the songs are chosen.
I like it.
There you go. Yeah.
I remember that one.
You can dance to that. Isn't that what they used to say in American Bandstand? I give it a 7. I think you can dance to that.
I know Car Cash has got it already, but could we go with the slogan, if you've got the pink, we got the green?
If you got the pink, we got the green.
I mean, it could mean so many different things.
I know. I like that.
I pass one of those places every single day, man. I pass the van. It's
You got the Percy, we got the weed. Yep. You know, it's a... So many different ways you can go with it.
By the way, a complete breakdown of the New York Times. I can't find that to a masthead anywhere. I can't find it.
Well, it's on the print version of the paper, if anyone still has one.
On the digital version, at least that I can't fucking find
it. All the news is fit to post?
Yeah.
What is that?
Negative.
All the news is fit to print. I mean, if you search it, it'll come up a billion times, because it's been around since, you know, George Washington or something. But how arrogant can these people be? You know, we're in an era now where you can create your own newspaper using, like, the Pulse app, for example, and other apps that are out there. We're in an era when you can take video from TV shows and mash them up, or music videos and mash them up. We're in an era when you can take MP3s and do mashups of them. And yet you still have these big media companies saying that they have all the news that's fit to print, or all you need to know. I mean, who's going to decide that? You know what? I'll decide how much I need to know when I'm done clicking. That's when I'm going to know how much I need to know. No radio station's going to tell me what I need to know. And a lot of the stuff on there is stuff I definitely do not need to know. Like about Flow and Progressive Insurance and other stuff I don't need to know.
All states got you covered now.
Yeah. No way. So I'm curious if you've ever noticed this about big box media, newspapers, TV stations. How about all the TV stations? By the way, this is in English and Spanish. Okay, I've seen it in English and Spanish right here in L.A. They tell you that they are on your side. They're on your side. What the fuck does that even mean? You know what? You're the fucking newscast. Don't be on my side. Just tell me what the fuck is going on. Unbelievable. You're going to tell me all the news that's fit to print. You're going to tell me all I need to know. You're going to play everything you want, and you expect me to listen to it. It's arrogance. And I think one of the many things we have here, and just to bring it full circle, in listening back to our test shows and reading all the stuff you post and reading all the emails we get from you, we're not in an era when a bunch of 60-year-old Caucasian sits in New York in an office building somewhere and decides what you need to know or what you want to hear or what you're going to be allowed to hear. And let me bring in my old friend Mark Chernoff, because that fits in with everything that's going on here. Mark Chernoff years ago was in Dover, New Jersey at a rock station, WDHA. You listened to DHA, didn't you, Gary, when you lived in
Jersey? What did they call it again? What was their slogan? The Rock of New Jersey? Some shit like
something
that.
Like that.
Mother Rock.
Yep. I listened to it for sure.
Yeah.
Back in the days when he was there.
Right. Actually. Which would be like 1980. Seriously.
The Rock of New Jersey.
Right. And then he went and became the program director of a rock station, WNEW. FM in New York.
Like a comfortable shoe-wearing type of guy. Right. You know, that wore slacks and comfortable shoes and a brown belt.
Yes. Did you meet him?
Oh, millions of times.
Oh, okay.
Because he was at NEW FM when I was at NEW AM.
Oh, yeah.
And I did some work for the FM side on remotes and shit.
You mean like a Dockers kind of dude?
Yeah, not really Dockers. Just a brown, comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
God damn.
Maybe I'm harping on the shoes a little too much.
Right.
But he's just one of them guys.
Like loafers.
He just whined. He's just a whiny individual.
Loafer guy.
Right?
Well, I was having this conversation today with Greg, our web designer of our new website, the new blowmeuptom.com, and I was telling him this story. Back when 97.1 became Free FM, they created a Free FM in New York on the station where Howard Stern used to be. So at the same time they became Free FM in L.A., they became Free FM in New York. And where they had David Lee Roth in the morning, who had zero talk radio experience. Okay. Zero. And here we were just knocking the lights out, knocking the cover off the ball on 97.1. Our show 1 year billed $13 million. I'm not making that up. $13 million. And yet, we couldn't get a rise out of the New York Free FM. And so I was attempting to call this Mark Chernoff on the phone, and he would never answer the phone, never take my call. I left messages for him and stuff, and it was clear he was avoiding my call. And he knew what I was calling about. So I'll be honest with you. I played some politics, and I used a person who I know who had an in there. And I said, look, I just want 5 minutes on the phone with the guy. I'm not even going to ask him to carry the show. I'm going to ask him point blank, what's wrong with me? Why don't you like me? What's wrong with this show? Why wouldn't you want to put it on? I thought maybe since he worked in the company and I worked in the company, I thought maybe he could clarify for me like what it was about my show that he objected to that he wouldn't put it on. I was hoping that maybe you adjusted to make the guy happy so that he would put the show on. Okay. And so finally the call was arranged and I was given a phone number and a time to call, and I called him and he picked up the phone. This is Mark Chernoff, who was the program director in New York of WFAN, the all-sports station. And so he picks up on time. I call on time, he picks up. And I say to him, I can hear in his voice he does not want to be on this call. He's been avoiding me. You know, he's one of these guys who gives me the impression, I don't know if this is right or not, he just gives me the impression that he doesn't like people very much. That's how he got into radio. Radio's full of guys like that who don't like people. So they hide in their office and they close the door. That was my impression of the guy. Other people may have a different impression. That was mine. So I said, look, I know you don't even want to take my call. I understand that. And I'm not even going to ask you to do me or anyone else a favor by putting my show on the station. But I wanted to find out what it was about my show that you objected to. I just want to know. You know, maybe it's something I can change about the show, or maybe there's something about me you don't like. I just want to know what that is. And here's what the guy told me, in case you haven't heard me tell this story before. Here's what he told me. He said, it'll never work in New York. It'll never work in New York. How do you know? It just never will. So I kept trying to ask the question in various ways without pissing him off so he would hang up the phone. But I wanted to know, what do you mean by that? It won't work in New York. And finally, he said to me, well, maybe if you were willing to move to New York, it might work. And I said to him, well, how often do you even say you're in New York when you're doing a show? You just do the show. I do the show. He says, if you're not here, it would never work. And that was it. So right in step with All You Need to Know, Playing What We Want, All the News That's Fit to Print, Mark Chernoff was acting as a funnel. He spoke out on behalf of 18 million people living in the New York metropolitan area that it would never work there. And what ended up happening now that we've gone to the internet after 1 year? New York City, where we can now be heard. The New York metropolitan area is our number 5 metropolitan area. Out of all the metropolitan areas in the United States, it's Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Phoenix, and New York. New York, where our show is hardly ever heard. What I'm saying is the days of an opinionated guy sitting in his office with the door closed saying, this is good, this is bad, this works, this doesn't work, those days are over. We are now in an era where the audience, A, decides what works, B, participates in its creation, C, the audience gets to decide what is good and isn't good, and they vote by listening to it or watching it, or by not listening to it or watching it. I saw a story today that was sent to me by our friend Howard Hoffman in Walla Walla, Washington, who should change his email address to ho-ho in wah-wah-wah. I told him he should do that. That should be his new email address.
Ho-ho in wah-wah-wah.
Right.
Ho-ho dot...
At ho-ho.com.
Too much. I have a hard enough time with that email address as it is.
Yeah. I did as a hashtag now when I communicate with Howard on Twitter.
Usually I write in my first line is hi-ho Howard.
Hi-ho Howard.
Hi-ho Howard. Ho-ho.
Ho-ho and wah-wah-wah. Anyway, he sent me a story today. Howard now has a new career as a baseball play-by-play guy up in the Pacific Northwest. And he sent me a story about a minor league baseball team. Yes! He sent me a story about a minor league baseball team called the Syracuse Chiefs. They are, baseball and radio are like, you know, joined at the hip. Like, it's one of the few things you might listen to on the radio if you're going to use AM radio for anything. It's one of the few things anybody under 70 might use AM radio for, would be listening to a ball game. The Syracuse Chiefs, a minor league baseball team, is leaving radio and going to a live stream on the internet. Now, you know where they're going to have a problem with that? Guys, can you imagine where that would be a problem? I mean, I'm thrilled to hear it, and I love any stories about content abandoning radio and going off to the internet. But can you guys guess what the problem with this is? Any ideas? I'm going to tell you. The problem with this is that there is at least a 45-second delay from the time I say something to the time you hear it. And the same thing will be true in Syracuse, for the Syracuse Chiefs baseball team. The problem you're going to have is if people turn on TuneIn at the ballpark and they want to follow the play-by-play, it's going to be behind the game. They haven't figured out how to resolve that issue yet. But I don't want to discourage them from doing it. I think it's fantastic. I think it's just great to hear. Anyway, content is different now. You are involved. You do be funny. You call up and you write material. You call up, you perform. You tell us bits you'd like to hear us do. You tell us bits you want us to stop doing. You are an integral part of everything we create. When we created the stream of this show and Premium Tom, you guys advised us on what you liked and didn't like. And we did what you asked us to do. This idea that the media are going to play what we want, or they're going to decide all you need to know, all you need to know. KNX 1070 News Radio, all you need to know. Years and years, I think since the mid-80s, they've been banging that jingle. There's plenty of other stuff in the world I need to know. That is not on KNX 1070, but they defiantly tell you that they have all you need to know. And then you add in the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print, and our friend Mark Chernoff, whose famous quote will always be, "It'll never work in New York," okay? All these people in big office buildings, most of them in New York City, they are all deciding what you get to hear. They decide what songs play on the shows, on the radio. They decide what formats the stations are going to be. And you do not participate. And the result is that less and less of you listen, and more of you want to be part of an interactive experience. Bottom line. And if you want to see the death of radio, wait till you see our party coming up 1 week from tonight at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. Because that's going to be proof positive. Do we have a photographer or anybody photographing this event, Gary, at the Laugh Factory next week? Do we have anybody who has volunteered for that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do we have a volunteer or a photographer, anybody who has stepped
yes,
up?
That's one of the things I'm chasing down. We do, this morning, we nailed down the step and repeat guy who's going to do
great.
That for us
uh-huh.
for free with a red carpet. It comes with a red carpet.
Nice.
And spotlights. I have no idea why or how we're going to use this.
You get a red carpet.
But there's literally a fucking red carpet, spotlights, and a step and repeat with the Tom Likas Show logo.
No way.
Can we get Sam Rubin to report from the red carpet?
Oh, man.
Now that Michaela Pereira is leaving for CNN?
What?
You didn't know about that?
No. How are they going to get her there? She's huge.
Are you home? They're going to truck her to New York.
It's like when they moved the whales from one theme park to the other.
No way. They're going
to
put her on.
Remember how they moved the space shuttle through the streets of L.A.? They've got the Toyota Tundra ready to go.
I am just so blown away. I mean, she might be a wonderful woman. I know she hates us and the show. I'm just so blown away that she could be on TV every day and just have it in your face like that and not lose weight. I mean, look, I'm on radio. I could be as fat as I want.
Well, you know, I meant that. Over the years, people gave me shit. I'll tell you, the more I got paid, yes, Sully, the more I got paid, the more the station would say, you know, you could drop a,
right.
Hey, you could drop a few LBs, big boy, you know, like that.
Oh. But it's not acceptable.
Oh, I hope he's listening.
I heard that more than once.
Wow. But I mean, it's difficult to get past it with her. I mean, you see it like every morning, the rolls.
Well, they try to hide it under the desk. You know, the thing is, you've got her tits sitting on the desk, and then you can't see what's under.
But, you know, the KTLA Morning News now, and especially in the 9 o'clock hour, they like to bring the anchors out from behind
right.
the desk.
Right. Don't say behind and Michaela Pereira in the same sentence.
So then you get to see the full glory of the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
It's
almighty.
Shocking. It's fucking shocking.
Do you guys think that this is failing upward? Because to go to CNN seems to me be a step back at this point compared to KTLA, right?
No.
That's a national news now.
Yeah, but nobody's watching.
I want to see her walk up to that John King screen and start pointing at things, and I see that big bubble butt there.
Yeah.
While she's trying to point things out on the screen. I want to see that.
How did she fail upward then? That sucks. I don't like hearing that shit.
She's
Canadian. She's not even American.
How does she get a gig and Jessica Holmes not get a gig? I mean, Jessica Holmes is hot as shit. She's young. She's relatable.
I have an opinion that I'm going to express now.
Please do.
Michaela Pereira is that kind of news person that companies love because they can check more boxes on the EEO. You have certain quotas of African Americans and Hispanic Americans and what have you. And Michaela, by the way, is from Canada. She's not even from the United States. But the point is,
Michael J. Fox. You know,
she looks black. She has a Hispanic name. She's a single mom, isn't she, or something like that? I think so.
Looking up boxes to check.
That's the the box is galore.
Big chick from Florida. There's no boxes to check there at all.
No.
Big chick from Florida.
There's one box I might check there, but that's about it.
I know what that box is. That's the one.
But
literal box.
You know there are chicks on TV. Ever notice that? By the way, changed the pronunciation of her last name over the years. Giovanna Lada. Giovanna Lada, Eyewitness News, Giovanna Lada. And her ethnicity is kind of indeterminate. You know, she kind of looks a little Hispanic, kind of looks a little black, kind of looks a little white. They love that on TV because they can check more boxes.
Well, you're good because this is Wikipedia. Nobody knows if this is right, but it says that she grew up as one of five adopted kids. Her childhood was marked with diversity as her parents and siblings do not share the same ethnic backgrounds, and it subsequently led her to be a strong advocate for rights of children. So she is going in that direction. She's one of those safe choices, man.
Fine.
Protecting the children, diverse, the whole nine yards.
Only Oprah gets to be that fat.
Right.
Right. Oprah's at the top. Or was at the top. Now she's on Channel 896, but she wasn't
at the top.
Now they're trying to help her up.
I'll tell you one place you don't want her at the top. Be your bedroom.
Oh, shit.
if you're ever going to go that route.
So we got the step and repeat nailed down. Limo appears to be nailed down.
We have our brand new logo on the step and repeat, by the way.
Yes, brand new logo. Greg just got me a brand new file of that today. So that's going over there right now. Of course, we had Robert with his donation.
Yes.
Knocked that out today.
Has Adam Sachs paid up his stuff yet, his sponsorship?
Adam Sachs and I need to have a conversation. He's very enthusiastic about hiring chicks, and I just want to be sure he's doing the right thing.
The right thing or for the right reason?
The right thing. Well, both.
I mean, he is an attorney, after all.
Hopefully, asking him to stay calm.
Hopefully, he'll sign the right paperwork.
Right, exactly. I don't want him to take too many steps without our, knowledge
guidance.
Of what he's
guidance.
Up to do.
Yeah,
because who knows what he's doing?
I have no idea.
He's a loose cannon.
He's like, we got to get girls.
He's going rogue, man. He's going rogue.
Is he already out there, like, auditioning? Is he,
Well, that's what I'm... Aren't you envisioning that?
Do you want
of
me to
course.
Call him? I'll call him right now. Get to the
get
bottom
Get him
this.
On the phone, because we right. really need to have this conversation right. anyway, so we might as well just do it on the show.
Yeah, why not?
AdamLawyer.com.
Right, AdamLawyer.com.
Yeah.
Tom Likas' anniversary party, sponsored by divorce attorney Adam Sachs, AdamLawyer.com.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a case of On Tequila going to Robert for his donation.
Oh, nice!
Sergio let us know that he's throwing that in.
Serge!
The P1 thing is really blowing me away.
I know. It's a big circle jerk. It's amazing.
I love it. I love circle jerks. I've been saying it for years, dude. Circle jerks are the best. Big old,
finally, it's coming to fruition circle, here for you.
Absolutely.
Really enjoying that.
By the way, is that Dean's voice traveling down the hallway?
There,
I thought he left his mic off.
We have the door open.
He's so loud, you can hear him from down the hall.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's because they got the door open.
Yeah, I understood, Dave. You might as well made the call on the air because we hear every word you say. He turns off the mic and like, yeah, Adam, are you there? I hear him down the hall.
Come on, well, because I'm talking to Adam, man.
All right. Well, here. Why? Oh, he's ready.
Yeah, he's ready to
run.
We
haven't taken a break yet during this hour, have we?
No.
All right. We'll get to it. Adam.
Tom, baby.
And how's it going?
It's great. What's going on, man?
You are, as Gary said, you're positively effervescent, for God's sake.
Oh my God! I'm getting hot chicks for the listener.
All right, well,
that's
what we
called to talk about.
Yeah, I just wanted to because I know I owe you a phone call on this. I just wanted to maybe discuss some of the details as to exactly how you're going about this.
I thought we'd talk about it tomorrow when I see you, on the show.
You're not going to surprise us with anything, are you?
No, I'm going to tell you tomorrow when I see you. Of course, I'm not crazy.
Mm.
Oh, so you do have a game plan? Well, that's what I wanted to find out. You've got a game plan.
You have no idea, Tom. I was trying to reassemble Likets. You know what I mean?
Really? You know, I own the service mark now, Likets. CBS used to own it. Now I own it.
I wouldn't dream of using it without your permission.
No, you have my permission. Go ahead. Recreate the Likets. I would love that.
So when you say you're trying to reassemble them, are you actually looking for those actual girls?
Because Tara Patrick's 50 now.
Yeah.
No. I posted some of the pictures on your
Facebook. I saw that. There were many pictures that you posted.
Like, I don't know, some of the old girls. I think it was a party that was in Agora or something like that.
Tracy Dolly used to be a Likette. Sam Phillips, of course.
But really, Gary, it was all on the up and up. I put an ad on Craigslist.
What?
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean?
These are the things you need to be aware of.
What does the ad say?
Rogue.
Tom, you know I have total respect, okay? I didn't use your name or anything like that. I'm not a name dropper, you know?
No, he just said the Likettes.
No, I didn't. Are you kidding? I didn't. I know that's your service mark. I'm no fool, okay?
He is a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
Yes.
Wait, come on. I love you guys. I'm not going to do anything to hurt the show. I made it about me. I said that there's going to be this listener party and that I'm sponsoring it and that it's for this radio show celebrating the one-year anniversary and that I'm the sponsor and I want to have some hostesses come and wear bikinis.
Tryouts are at his house.
Friendly and buoyant and what?
Buoyant. You said buoyant?
Bubbly is what he
said. I don't know. I said it like positive.
Like a buoy. It's in the water. Right. Bobs.
You sure you're not scaring away girls?
I wrote a whole thing that your security. I'm just talking to the girl. Yeah. Your security is assured. No one's going to bother you or
really?
Any freaks or anything.
Is that so? Security coming. I didn't know about that.
No,
who's providing security?
Adam.
I said anyone who hassles a girl is going to be immediately ejected, you know?
Mm. Really?
So I got a pile of girls, you know, that wrote me.
A pile of girls.
Yeah, pile.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got like a lot of response.
Like when I worked in radio, we used to say we had a shitload of production.
I was doing production, Tom. I'm not as experienced as you.
How
guys,
do they look, the ones that you got so far?
How many
I weeded out the bad ones, and I've got maybe
don't
5 to 10 really, really hot ones.
Say weed all you want.
All right.
And they look great. I'll give you I was going to show you tomorrow, Gary, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, I'm doing it professional-like, and I didn't even tell them where we were going to be.
They all showed up at his house, man. Who are we kidding?
No, I said a comedy club in Long Beach, I didn't get too specific about it.
How many comedy clubs are in Long Beach?
Yeah, well, it turns out there aren't that many, actually.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What do you got in Long Beach? You got Supermex?
Snoop's House of Yucks?
You think we could hit Supermex
before? I didn't want to be the one to announce the location before you did, Tom. Yeah, I didn't want anyone to find out or whatever.
Understood.
So I put it out there, and I've got about 5 to 10 really solid ones.
Solid.
They look great, and they're professional types. They're models and actresses and whatnot. And they're all going to show up on Monday and have fun with us.
And exactly what are you paying these girls to do, Adam?
They're going to be for 3 hours from 7 to 10 to greet the guys. I told them the guys will want their autographs maybe.
Wow.
And the guys are going to want to take pictures with them. And I thought maybe we're going to have people come in and have to prove that they're members or whatever to show that they're Premium Tom members. So they're going to help us. Kind of get the guys in, and I figured Tom was going to do like a stage show, like Boys Night Out or whatever, and I guess they'll go on stage, and I don't know.
These are all things that we should be
discussing. We should talk about the details.
Yeah, Gary.
That's all I'm
Gary.
You're the producer, man.
I'm going to Gary, hurt you, Gary.
All right.
Just said my name like my mother used to.
Okay. All right.
Gary, Dino on the phone.
I was going to tell you. You know I'm coming there. Wait till your father gets home.
You know my voice gets like that when I'm lying.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, but Gary, I got a very serious. I know you're the production guy, and I was gonna give this all to you tomorrow.
All right.
And you're gonna really appreciate this.
Good. What?
I don't know if you know this, but Tom had an interview about Lycus 101 in Hustler magazine.
Yes.
Oh yeah, way back in the day.
About 10 years ago.
The guru of gash.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
We're holding
that. I was able to procure about 10 copies of this, the original magazine, from this guy who's a collector or whatever, and I was thinking we would like raffle them off.
Wow.
Signed by Tom or something.
Raffle tickets.
Nice.
Can we
now
even
there's an idea. There's an idea.
Talk?
I like that.
Dude, I'll raffle off all sorts of shit.
So I know that you're trying to sell like some guy to be in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah,
whatever,
no,
on
he already did. He already came in and spent. He actually handed us $3,300.
If you were listening to the show, you would have known that.
Isn't that heartwarming?
I thought
right
that Robert guy, the chiropractor. I know who we're talking.
Yeah, that's
about.
The one.
Right, there
yep.
you go. Good.
But I bid $850. That was like as far as I could go. But
you already paid for the party, dude.
That, and you're here every 2 weeks.
Right, now you're dropping another $8.50 on some broads.
Right.
So what are we doing?
I bid on the auction.
It's
man.
Crazy. You're nuts.
Maybe I'd get an interview myself or something. But
that's weird enough to be interesting.
I wanted it to be festive. Mm. I thought that would help. And, I was trying to take the sponsorship thing. But some of the girls got a little freaked out because I said they have to wear a bikini or whatever,
Right. Go easy on that bikini thing.
They were like, what do you mean? And they were, what kind of party is this? And what's really going on here? I had one chick completely flip out. She wanted to see a brochure.
Yeah, because it appears to be creepy.
A brochure?
You're some dude.
Right. This is a legit party. I want to see a brochure. So I gave her your website that you just put up. It's the thing that talks about the party.
Yeah.
And she went to it, and she said, that's cool. Everyone was really positive on the show.
Good.
And I put up a whole thing on Facebook today. We got like maybe 50 comments, even more, about marriage and divorce. Did you see that, Tom?
I did not see that.
And did you see the girl who's a human toilet? Did you see that thing?
That I did see.
Urinal. Is that beautiful?
That was I have to repost that, but we had so many other things I was posting today. But yeah, the girl dressed as a human toilet.
Did you see my picture?
I couldn't believe I found that on the internet, Tom. That was like immediately made me think of you, you know?
Are you charging to have pictures taken with you at the party? Get your picture taken with Adam Sachs?
What are you coming up with this?
Adam, can we put you in a dunk tank? Like dunk Adam Sachs?
I just wanted it to be festive. I don't know what, man. I don't remember. Do you have that whole thing, Tom, with the Hummer and all that, in the stage show thing?
The Hummer? Oh, yes, yes. I had forgotten.
And we're going to record it, but we're going to play it later or something? I'm like confused.
Well, we haven't really figured that out yet. There might be some stuff made available either by video or audio.
But yeah, I mean, Gary, don't these girls deserve to have some hot chicks there?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I just wanted to make sure that you were going about it the right way.
Well, you are taking care of it. I mean, I got a point here, right?
Yeah, once he finds the girls, Gary, you'll just figure it out. Right.
Then you'll just dump it on me. I just wanted, before you got too far, I wanted to make sure you weren't, you know, doing anything totally crazy.
I'm trying to find the actual article because I would love to read the Craigslist ad as he wrote it.
I'll send it to you.
I'm trying to find it right now.
I want to see.
It's under Craigslist Long Beach, by the way.
Okay.
And I posted it on like Friday or Thursday of last week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just search for my email address, Dino. You'll find it right away.
Got it.
All right. You bringing the A game tomorrow or what?
Definite A game. Tom, didn't you say that you're wearing numerous hats and you were doing payroll for the company the
other
day?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, this is me. I wear a few hats here, right? I'm trying to contribute in some way.
Nice. All right.
I found it. Hostess at Radio Listener Party Long Beach. It says, I'm an attorney at law, and my law firm is sponsoring a radio listener party in Long Beach at a very popular and well-known club for a national radio program hosted by a well-known radio and television personality. It'll be on April 8th for about 3 to 4 hours in the evening. I need you to be really, really attractive model or actress with a bubbly personality and not shy. Right. You will appear in a bikini, but no nudity, and no expectation of touching or anything like that. Mainly, like I wrote in the title, this is a hostess position where you will be greeting guests, signing autographs, taking pictures with fans of the show, basically just acting in a happy and smiling manner, promoting positive energy of the show for a few hours with other hostesses. Mm-hmm. The participants at the party will be respectful, and no one will hassle you whatsoever. If anything like that were to happen, that person will be immediately ejective. Your comfort and security is of utmost importance. We are respectable, professional people here. We will pay you X amount of dollars flat rate in cash for the evening. Wow, that's a lot, actually. And you will likely get free drinks and food as a bonus.
Free drinks.
As a prerequisite, you're to show up at my house prior for a screening process.
Well, that's only fair, Dino. Come on.
I'm just kidding. The fans will be applauding you, complimenting you, and certainly expect a lot of positive attention and adoration. Contact me.
Wow.
Boom.
Adam can't wait to see the Sax's sluts. This is going to be good.
The sack sets, you know, that was like the worst I could say. What's bad about that? Come on, that was beautiful.
It wasn't so bad.
It was beautiful.
There were some promises made in there. I don't know if we can keep.
Gary.
Ejective.
All right.
Because girls get into this thing that, like, these stalker guys, and they're in a bikini, they're vulnerable. So I was trying to say, you know, you don't have to worry. We're going to make sure you have a good time. No one's going to hassle you.
I like how Adam is shocked that he's getting his balls busted by going rogue and throwing this out there and not expecting it.
Can you believe it? Can you believe rogue? I'm going to show Gary on Tuesday. Why am I going rogue?
Come on. I'm looking at the ad. I can't
he
wait.
Just hasn't told you that the name is going to be the Racks of Sacks.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks a lot. And by the way, Tom, I didn't drop your name, as you can see.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I was respectful with the light.
All right, I understand. Look, I wouldn't mind if you mentioned it was my name. We've gotten a
good... get a lot of play, you know. People say, oh, you know Tom? I can't believe you know Tom. So I'm like, you know, well, yeah, I met him a few times. No big deal, you know?
Adam's apples.
Whatever. I was trying to have the same thing we had in the past at the previous listener parties with the good energy and everyone's festive and boys' night out and all that at the Will Turn or whatever it was.
Right.
So it's the same idea. I'm trying to expand on
we
that.
We like that.
I'm saying, did you hear that, Gary? The boss likes it.
I know. I love it. And we're going to take this opportunity to point out that you also work in the DUI field as well, and that people can call you when they're shitty drunk and they've been pulled over and they're in cuffs. Call Adam.
Are you going to send him a
cell phone? Beautiful thing, Gary. I've got these beautiful things. I've got these mints with my name on the side of it or whatever.
Mints?
And it's like, yeah.
Oh,
you put it in your
good.
Car,
yeah.
And you have mints in your glove compartment, yep. And it's like, mints can't save you from a DUI, but... Law offices of Adam Sachs.
Oh, that's fantastic. You got enough to give out to people? You're going to be a couple hundred people there.
Yeah,
I'm going
to give out like 600 packages.
All right, beautiful.
I don't
love,
know what
love
exactly.
It.
All right, Adam.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, thank you. I'm trying to promote the show in a positive way. I'm glad that Robert came out for us as a chiropractor and everything is smooth.
All right. Hey, we know you do trademark work, too. Could you please check into if you got the pink, we got the green as a slogan for us? See if it's available.
I guess, let's
get on.
If we
that.
Keep saying it on the show, it will not be available.
Get your team on
Tom,
that, man.
Tom, I offered it, Tom. You're not letting me do your legal work until now, man.
Did I say you can't research service marks for me? Absolutely you can.
Look how much trouble I get in when I take initiative. Look at this.
You're not in trouble.
Who said you're in trouble?
Checking in on
we just want to know what's going on.
Gary's going to kill me now. You don't know what this guy is like when you're not around, Tom.
Really?
Now he sounds like Sully.
Gary.
We have to take the first break of the hour.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy.
What?
But we're going to see you anyway, Adam, right?
Tom, how come we're not flying Sully in now? That would be something.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that ad nauseum at this point.
I talked to him off the air today, and I have an update, and we'll talk about it off the air. We need to discuss.
I've got frequent flyer miles, Tom. Right. I will give those to Sully, man.
Cool. Now he's thinking in that, too. Jesus Christ.
I just some frequent flyer miles.
Generous man, yeah. Adam Sachs. You're a generous man.
Hose and Sully.
I'm the supporter of the show.
I know.
Yeah.
We know.
There's no big. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dig up that Blow Me Up Tom documentary, the special version.
Oh,
of
my God.
Yep.
Gary.
I'm gonna
oh,
do
my
it.
God.
Please. Gary, don't tease me like that, man. You promised me that for a year.
All right, now this is getting weird.
I've only got the edited one. That's bad enough, you know?
No. I got a one of a kind.
Did somebody say it was Adam Sachs' birthday yesterday?
You know?
Was Adam's birthday yesterday?
Yeah.
No way.
So,
right.
How do we not know that?
Adam, come on. Adam.
I didn't want to make an issue of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's an issue now.
Yeah,
I'm
nice.
A little embarrassed. I couldn't. I think I'm 47. I'm embarrassed.
And he's got piles of girls.
Well, you know, I'll show you the pictures, Tom.
Yeah. Maybe
I want to see.
Fork and get your ass down.
More like the Playboy types, like rather than the South American types. I don't know.
I try
to get a variety.
Hey, yes. Anything that's brown, check that box.
Automatic.
Well, that's the trademark that we want.
Yeah, that's true.
Gary, when are you going to start running the bail bond thing in my DUI ad? Come on.
We need to talk about the you know the business end of that.
Are you coming in tomorrow, Adam?
I didn't want to spring anything on you.
Tom, do you see what I have to deal with here?
I had no idea.
The spots are cut and they're beautiful, right? Aren't they good?
We were here.
Tom reads them great.
All right. I did want to ding your credit card and then you freak out on me.
I've got one last thing, Tom. I was going to give this to you tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
I've got a client and his wife. Absolutely went crazy on him and recorded the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
She turned on her iPhone. This is real legal stuff from a case, and we've got to play it on the air. It's absolutely hilarious.
Can we legally play that?
He's an attorney.
Well, leave that to me.
Oh, no. Famous last
not
words.
Sound. That does not sound.
Listen. Honestly, my son listened to this, and he thought it was like actors, like from a TV show. It is absolutely unreal, and this is a great example of what you get if you're married, okay? sooner or later, this is what your wife is going to be screaming at you. It's beautiful. You got to hear it. It's about 2.5 minutes. I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. As
Adam, I've got one more thing for you. Northern Lights, please. Sure. Northern Lights. Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
This is a specific request here.
Northern
Mark?
Lights.
Sounds like I'll take one.
Northern Lights.
I got a request, too. Merc, Sharp, and Dome. I got that request.
All right, I'll remember the Northern Lights. That's no problem.
Come bearing gifts.
How dare you ignore my pharmaceutical reference?
All right, guys, you can handle your pharmaceutical issues a little later. Right now, we have to take a break. We're going to come back. Divorce attorney Adam Sachs is the sponsor of our first anniversary Tom Likas Show party at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. Of course, it's adamlawyer.com. Go check out Adam, especially if you're going to get a divorce or you're thinking about it or you're thinking about getting married, you motherfucker. You call Adam up and get some advice before you do that, all right? Okay. I don't even know where we're at, so let's take the break and figure it out.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done, quick, easy, total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711, or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow, COSTLO.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
You guys know I'm here to help you get laid, help you with your money, keep you focused on achieving your dreams. Well, long-time listener and now P1 advertiser, Skip LaCour, is the man who can help you get in shape, build some muscle, lose that body fat, get healthier, and have some more energy. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplements on the market. In fact, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition was nominated for New Brand of the Year in 2012 on bodybuilding.com. So go to this special website, tom.massmachinenutrition.com, and download free of charge an ebook and 1 hour of audio teaching that guides you through effectively and efficiently getting your body in shape. And while you're there, enter to win the monthly Mass Machine Nutrition special package giveaway worth $250. It's true. Skip is a 6-time national championship bodybuilder. But don't let that intimidate you. He's a listener, for God's sake. And he's one of the best coaches on the planet. He's been guiding and motivating regular guys just like you to get in shape for over 25 years. So go to tom.massmachinenutrition.com. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition. have Money Monday coming up. See, now I got reset there. Art, are we behind on commercials here? We're good? All right, good. It's 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. But Money Monday is coming up next.
For everyone who wants to stop depending on Mommy and Daddy, you're listening to Money Monday. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Come on.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. New study out of Australia shows that older men should ride women's bicycles in order to not bust their balls getting on and off.
That's
got a study
look,
for this.
That's going to
study
look
for this. Lots
up.
Of older men now busting their balls trying to get on and off bicycles.
Yeah, with that straight bar, so they go with the broad bike, the low
right.
cross bar.
Yeah,
traditionally ridden by
save
the broads.
Balls.
And our friend, the Save the Ball campaigns starting in Australia.
What are we talking about? I mean, where are there old guys like this riding bicycles?
I don't know. Listen, if everybody needs to take a page from Lance Armstrong, just keep riding the straight bars. You lose one ball, you keep going.
True that. Yeah, you can make it fine with one ball, and
that's
still
right.
you start juicing up. And
but even you could do that. You could keep going and winning some awards. Everything's
eventually
fine.
Eventually, the juice takes you down, though, dude.
Not really.
Not the ball. The ball was fine.
The ball was fine.
Yeah. Or you could get those fake balls that they put in dogs.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And the ones that hang off the back of tractor trailers now. You ever see those?
Yeah.
The hanging balls.
True. Yeah, the hanging balls.
Hanging balls.
The heck balls.
I think, yeah. I seriously, if I seen some dude on a broad bike run around, I would really laugh because I think it's stupid.
Yeah, of course. New figures have revealed that ass cancer rates in men has been soaring. It's up by a quarter in 35 years. Obesity, smoking, and drinking are to blame, in which case I'm fucked.
I'm kind of getting there, too.
You got to stop
too.
That smoking.
I stop eating, too. A lot.
Right.
I mean, a lot. Tom said Supermex earlier today. I can't stop thinking about it. Maybe in Long Beach, I got to get to the Supermex.
That's
can't stop.
That now it's on. You have Supermex on your head?
I'm like, even if I thought I could make
mind,
it from Burbank to Long Beach in time, I would do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kobe Bryant says that he will speak to his family and stuff this summer about whether to retire.
Never.
Says he knows it's coming.
Never.
He's going to speak to his family and stuff.
But I believe that he has a realistic look at everything. And
I do, too.
I mean, really, he does.
I don't think he's going to drag this out too long.
He's not ever going to be on another team, I don't think, either. He's going to retire as a Laker. And hopefully he takes a page out of his unidentified hero, Michael Jordan. He claims that that's not his hero. But hopefully he takes a page and learns something because doesn't retire like six times and just does it once.
You know, you got to go back to the, you know, the Shaq days and all those feuds and think, did you really think Kobe Bryant would finish his career in Los Angeles?
Really? Because he was very close at one point to joining the Clippers, which would have been a real trip. And as Shaq once said to him, tell me how my ass tastes. Okay.
Shaq is well known for saying that.
But then Kobe answered and won without.
Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Okay, everybody. Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
Right.
Heidi Klum saved her son and some nannies from drowning.
Wait, that's plural.
I know.
So what? She saved like three people?
I don't
what
know.
The fuck?
Apparently,
is she Baywatch?
I'd have her
what
save
happened?
Me in 2 seconds.
Wow. Me
Give
too.
Give it up. Give it up. I need some mouth to mouth.
Me too. Not my mouth
some,
either,
I need
Heidi.
Some mouth to Jines
that's
is what
else.
I need.
That
there you have it. It's Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yay.
We are brought to you in part by Mirror Magazine, of course. You go to blowmeuptom.com. I'll do that whole thing all over again. Don't forget our little podcast there. That's what I meant to say. The
yeah,
podcast.
Beer Magazine twice. Hold on.
GaryDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryAndDino.com for the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Here's a message for all you Pontiac people out there. Is your old GTO, Trans Am, or Firebird V8 getting tired? You know there's only one place in the world that leads the field in Pontiac engine rebuilding, and they ship worldwide. It's PontiacEngines.com. Founded by NHRA Superstock Indy winner Bruce Fulper, PontiacEngines.com is the number one mail-order Pontiac engine builder in the world. From stock engines to 1,000-horsepower killer street machines, go to PontiacEngines.com, click on the email link at the bottom of the page, and get a quote. Mention the Tom Likas Show, and you'll get a $300 discount on your next engine build. That's not bad. That's incredible. That's PontiacEngines.com.